begin the Quran Daf Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud begin on Mabez. Again, Tez Masla begin with the Gemara Melechas Bach Shabbos Asatayr. Because regarding Shabbos, only a pre-calculated, premeditated activity is what the Torah says forbidden. Now, Pirush Rashi, Rashi explained. What does it mean, Shintuch Leguva, that you don't need it for it itself? It means, Bemin Melacha Zais, this type of Melacha, Shabbat Sinai, that according to what he wanted, he would never have been such a structure of like the pit that we spoke about at all. That's considered Melacha Shintuch Leguva. Shai says, Belay Tuch, it's not possible. Because in if that's the case, B'chol Melacha is not within other Melacha, all Melachas also, could go in, for example, Say Samin Aslub Nis Mekamer. Regarding the destructive act of demolishing, which is considered destructive because your intention is to build another one in its place, Lamachayev, according to Rashi's understanding, why would you be liable for Saiser at all? Dole Nichalish Ben Ba'ilam, he never wanted that the structure should be at all to have to demolish it. Chem Mikadamanas Litfor, when you're tearing it with the intention of stitching it up. Gamkin Le Nichalib Kedazim Ba'ilam, he never wanted this tear at all. Now, however, Tosis definitely understands that the Kedah Boba Evloy, that if someone's tearing because of his mourning, Machmas Tirda because of his perturbed, the Kedah Bechamosa, remember himself, he's tearing out of his anger to impose his intimidation on his family members, as the Bach adds on the words, there, of course, the Chayiv. There we understand that you'd be Chayiv, and that wouldn't be difficult on Rashi, because the Hasam over there, Tzarech L'Malacha Sheba'ilim, he wants that Malacha, that act should be done in the world. And because he wanted that tear to let's say, intimidate the family members. And the Ein Loima don't say the Loi Nichale, that he doesn't want Sheitzach L'Mim Eim, so they should have to intimidate his family, and so therefore that should be considered the Malacha Shin Tzarech L'Gufo. No, you can't say that, because that would be the case. In Mappas Mursa Lassa L'Pas, someone popping a pimple, that it should be an opening for it to let it out and heal. Yeah, part you should be part of the body type hoya. Obviously, it would be better for him to lay some more so there wasn't any pimple in the first place. No, that even agrees that that's considered something that he wants. But from the other cases, that is difficult on Rashi. So therefore, l'chein yir l'ri l'farazir, it seems to the Rita explain that differently. It means she'en etoch le'ikas shodesh iser. That's he doesn't want this situation to have been here. It, that he doesn't need the primary root of what's prohibited. For example, over here, she'en etoch le'gumi, doesn't need the pit. She'en malacha, which that's the primary malacha. So that when you take out the mess from on the coffin from the house to the street, and many cases that the Gemara brings the Shabbat of Tzadikim on base, we have learned the Malachas of Mishkan. Therefore, that's where it's different than the Malachas of Mishkan, which we learn the Malachas of Shabbat from. Where they needed the primary Malacha. Mechaba, when they were extinguishing Mishim Tzarech B'chom, because they needed the coals. Petitas Tachash Machalosim, when they trapped Tachash Machalosim, not just that it shouldn't harm them, but they needed them themselves, the skins. Or the blood, all those things, and therefore that's why Malacha Shin Zagluva would be exempt. Maybe that's what Bechagoyis Moshe means. What does that mean? Yes, my first Moshe Mechaylas, it means dancing in a circle. That they're in a circle and they shake like a drunkard type of a dancing. Maybe that's what the word Chaga means. Maybe it means at the time of Yomtim, that's when you cannot leave over the fats of your regular Nadar, etc. Which Tais explains. He says, now, when we were explaining that the Leon Chil Chaget Boiker was going on the Kerma Chagiga, not like the Gemara is at this point. So, like, sure, you can't ask, oh, what do you mean? Chagiga, there's no problem about lina. All the kabbans you get lina. It says that mekmin l'luchol oilam is beach. Which is the question we're asking: why is it any different now when it's referring to the regular carbon on the yomtiv or the kama chagiga? So it says no, because the ikel maybe you could say l'abim mekmin ikra. We would explain that pasuk rak l'oila. That's talking about maybe only oila shehibi kula kol kama oila. That's totally burnt on the mizbeach like oila because it's told by the Quran and carbon oila. But shar kabban for all the kabban that go in shlam chagiga shen kol loila would not therefore I need it special by chagiga. But now that you're saying it's all kabbanas. Just on Yantiv, that's a question that the Gemara has. That what do you mean? We already know it says Alaysa, so you can't leave over from the meat. Now it says Taisav, I've got the McQueen like Krabba Pekal Dur Mabud Gemara actually explains his passing in Psalm the Vine of Ayn Av Manal. The Chagigash, Nechalashne Malalach, regarding Chagigah, the Zima 2 days and one night, and telling you can't leave over from the meat to the third day. But moreover, the Basik says, come on, meat. Mashal Chil is talking about the person eating, not like the Chaylev that we're talking about on the Mizbeh. So what are we learning from this Basik? So it says, still yet you learn about both from here. And the that it says on the first day in the morning, but like doesn't say the third day. So we could expound from that wording that it sounds like two different things. That there is coming to include lina by kabbanas that invalidated one day, which is the problem about leaving over the emurim from that one night. And also that it's a chagiga that's 2 days and one night, as the Gemara expounds over there in Psachim. Next says, maybe it's to have violate two negative prohibitions. where on that only in Yom Tov versus yeah, right? All year round you have a lav, but here it's now two lav. There's Bavli, it says Bavli, the Gemara says in general elsewhere. Wherever you could expound, you expound. You say we're not going to make it by more lavin. So what are you talking about? That it's more lavin than a regular lina just on Yom Tov. Why can't you just say so much kavach hagiga? No, hakashami here is different. Because ain't made to become a chadish. We're not going to go ahead and create a new carbon, which we know of hagiga. But based on the Gemara's interpretation, you don't know anymore. You don't never heard of such a novel thing as the kavach hagiga. So we don't find it anywhere else in the Torah of the kavach hagiga. And therefore, we'd rather say that yeah, it's more lavin. And not to create a new karmach hagiga. But then we find simply kamash b'tin b'rish yivamas, the meaning yivamas abdal man alp. To make mean that we explain lo yigala, what is this lo yigala kanaf aviv? It's talking about b'shemeres yavim shalavim b'lavi, so it's telling that the shemeres yavim, the woman, the brother, the sister-in-law of his father, that's waiting for yibim from the father, for the son to have relations with her, that's an added lavim. But the meaning laban is of, we don't explain it by the woman that his father violated, which to say that's Issa B'Lav, because that would be a new Chiddush. And that we don't say, we'd rather say something that we know already, and you're adding on more Lavin. The next is Mazda B'Gimma B'Gimma B'Chugali B'Midbar. Now, that's the source of the Halacha to tell us that refers to a Karmach Hagiga. Now, Tais says, now, but Lo Yolon Chil Chagi, the passage that we originally brought, Asa Lamin Al Gezer Shava, that's actually coming to teach us regarding the Gezer Shava, that the Mari B'Chagiga, that is talking about a chagiga. But Libya Shar Karbanas, not other Karbanas. And we're including the chiyuv of the Karban Chagiga, and then we're not coming to include other Karbanas. That's what we learn from, that is specifically Chelev Chagi, that we're including, and not also a Karban Ayla. That's what we're learning from Lo Yom Chelev Chagi. Continuing the next test, the beginning of the Gemara, Me'ilos, Mechlev Ksevi, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's explicitly written, B'chul, etc. Which, these are, what we said, Mikramud, V'aloch, and Merubas. No, these are very few psukim, many halachas, and the Gemara explains which case exactly we're talking about. That's like a mountain hanging from hairs. Now, Matirpit Rashi Mashma says this from the interpretation Rashi, it sounds like Shuhu Pidish. He explains, Hatluin Besara, one of the cases that are hanging from a hair, are Shesh Behalachas Merubis, because there's many halachas, like a mountain, that's Tluin, Berem is Mikamud, that's alluded to in a very few psukim, which is Kahar told the Besara Rash, like is a mountain hanging from the hairs of a head. But since it's Rakash Lamayr, it's difficult to my teacher. My part of the Gemara was the Gemara asking Milah Smeklik Sivi that Milah is written. Vadik Sivi, of course, it's written. Amir Shben Halachas Haba, but there's many Halachas. So that's still very few psukim, Halachas Grubas, and many Halachas. So how does that take away from the fact that it's Hadaram Tulun Besada? Now, Miu, however, Lefimash Beresh Rashi, according to what Rashi explains, that Tului is Beremes, that Halachas are hanging on an illusion, it's just alluded to. So Mashman sounds like this relay, sounds like that he holds the behedya like Sibi, but that it's not explicit. So you can understand the Gemara's question, aye, it is written, because it is explicit. Achkabi Shabbos, but the thing is, when we mentioned this idea regarding Shabbos, one of the other cases in the Mishnah, Pirish Rashi explains, when the Gemara is asking Michlik Sibi, it's written, Pirish Tuba Sarik Sibi Shabbos, many times the Torah gives a prohibition regarding Shabbos. And if that's the case, so my Mikramut to come Masnitin. So what's the Mishnah saying that Mikramud? What do you mean? The Gemara's question is, but it is written many times in the Torah. Now, so it says v'achil lo efshali lefarish gab meilas, but that way I can't explain the Gemara's question by meilas too, because it doesn't have many asaras by the laws of meila. So it's trying to figure out, according to Rashi, what's the Mikramud? Meilas, it's explicit that Rashi's saying that they didn't explain. It wasn't written, the dinim only just alluded to, but B'Shabbos, he writes, that it was written. It's just, it doesn't have many asaras, and that's the Gemara's question. Additionally, what's difficult with Rashi is, how could you say that they're not written, but they're only alluded to? Because Mashma also sounds like the Behedya comic, Tichsivi, that the Mishnah says, Mikramut. So, most definitely, it is written. So, how are you saying that it's only a remez, and that's not written at all? What are you asking, Nechlet Tichsivi? So, this actually brings a different girsa, which then you could explain like Rashi. When you're a little bit of according to Rabbi Chon, to explain, the milsav api nafshi. Actually, it's his own independent statement. This that says mikra muet and halachas merubas, that's not going on Shabbos and Elis. Actually, that's v'koyel la'olis. It's actually going on the case of olis. The yeshme mikra muet abal halachas merubas, because they have very few psukim and many halachas. So according to him, Shabbos Chagiga Me'ila is Haron Tlum Besara. There's another idea. a mikum mut malachim views, which that's the halacha of olis. If that's the case, Shabbos me'ilas, we never said that mikum mut malachim merubis. Rather, they're just like mountains hanging from a here. So then you could explain that these halachas that weren't written explicitly, but they're just with a remez, because we didn't say mikum mut at all. Because if you did, then it wouldn't be remez; it would be mikum mut. Now, b'kama svarim in many texts, yesh rebach, there's a gap between mikum mut adle el, between the mikum mut and what was mentioned before about Haram Tulum Besara. So it became Ashman, the Milsa Bab Nafsh, it sounds like, yeah, it is this independent statement, like we're explaining. Achmet Tesefte Tana, but in the Tesefte it was taught, the way Rashi's gear says, Mikra Mut V'alochem Merubis, few psukim and many alochas karar and hatloim besara, like mountains hanging from here, but inlet mashmah, so look, not from the line. And Mekano Yom Rabbi Yeshua, Tzvacha B'tzvacha, Ratzen Lam, what does it mean to say, the little of the little? So in Lam, Mikra Mut, very little psukim, but toila, but remez mut, and it's alluded to in a small remez, Mashmuk in the British Rashi, which that sounds like Rashi's gear. So Upidish commit the British Rashi and explains like Rashi. I love the common mukamut. This study says on little very little psukim that Shabbatem is that is considered that was given to Remez, even though it's not Remez, even though there are psukim. Knik says Rasla begins the Gemara Nasla Khabeiro Ma. If he gives it to his friend, oh then he committed Meila. And says Taisus is Baba question. You can't compare it to this that when he gives it to the storekeeper that Delaymal, that he did not commit Meila, because this case of when we're talking about that the Baal Bayis sent money and the Baal Bayis remembered that it's hektish, so we say the Baal Bayis is then not going to commit Me'ilah. It's just the storekeeper is going to commit when he used the money. So Tesis is wondering, so why are we here when the one that took it commits Me'ilah and his friend did not commit Me'ilah, when did we say the opposite, that the one who gave it is not committing Me'ilah and the one who you, the chemini is actually going to commit me'ila then. So it says, no, the hasam might be mazed, be mischal. There's the way it was deliberate, the guy, he knew about it. Therefore, it was not, wasn't deconsecrated then. Okay, tell me b'shegi. The chemini, delay mo'al, shayetzi, and the storekeeper that does not commit me'ila until he used it, hasam should delay b'maisa, is because there's no action done yet until he actually used it. Because over here, when he gave it to his friend by mistake, that action was the maisa of me'ila, and therefore, he commits me'ila, and not the one that he gave it to. Kinnig says Masla begun Zigmar Mishka Shakla. He took it. So Malik Malikab, what's the difference him or for his friend? That's the Gemara's question. So that says Yeshtem, it's a wonder. The Badishin Hab, of course, is very different. Kibish Naslachabeh, once he gives it to his friend, Yeshli Limol, this should be me'il Bisham Tavis Nashal Shail because of the gratitude that the person has for having lent it to him. Someone lends out a hatchet of hektish mall, he committed me'il Vitavis Nashabeh because of the benefit that the person has gratitude for him. The chaveira mutla by kibbutz, like it's still, and different friends permitted to chop down with it even initially. Avakilein asno, but when he doesn't give it to him, I can't delay in many klumot. So there's no benefit from it at all. So what's the most question? What's the difference? So it says here, somebody you could say is the hachamayah. He would too much miskam and lohitzim v'shus hektish, where even when he's taking it for himself, he's having a mind to take it off in the domain of hektish, and that itself should be the like just like the tevis enough from his friend of that taking out from the domain. And Menachas Parash, Menachas of Kufal Manav, they says that there I explain that where a person is not intending to take it out, so then you're right. But when he intends to take it out, so then that should be an act of Me'ilah of taking it out to Chulin, even not having benefit, and that's the Gemara's question over here.